I pictured myself here every night eating a leg of mutton, the juices dripping down my bare chest, wiping my fingers on the walls. Then I met the vegan.
Hey, everybody. Guess who? Yeah, Steve Sparrow, the pirate gentleman, the pirate caballero. So, yeah, I'm a pirate that wears many hats, just like what's-his-name's real life going on. Anyway, this is in favor of vegan activity, being a vegan. This is something that a good friend, a subber from 153 News, sent me with a conversation we had about veganhood. So let me just read you what he sent to me, and it kept me from having to go search for this stuff on the internet. Okay, so he says, don't have access to non-processed meat besides river and lake fish. The waterways, which are fairly polluted all over the nation due to all the industrial practices and poor judgment, road runoff, chemtrails, etc. But yeah, me and my wife watched a film on processed meat. I was shocked at the amount of grabbling goes on there. They even sell us diseased meats. All the major packing plants do the same shit, have poor quality control, and would rather have quantity over quality. So they cut open the giant tumors and boils growing inside the animals and run it through the conveyor with everything else instead of pulling it out. So yeah, I feel better physically and mentally about the change of diet. And we watch the label ingredients and additives now religiously. Well, I added that in there. It doesn't stop there either. That dye they add to keep the meat looking fresh. I used to work in a grocery store. I've seen it all the time. Is poison as well. They might as well be spraying painting it red for all I care. And the gross practices at their fisheries, like the tilapia is used to clean shit water. They are the scavengers of the bottom feeders, literally. And then after they treat the water for so long, they pull the fish out and package them for human consumption. It's really backwards, bro. He's a good friend. I like this guy. And I've already made a vid about HEK-293, human fetal remains they added to food, drinks, flavoring, as well as medicines and makeup. So pretty much anything packaged up is for questioning. The organic canned items say that they are organic, but then when you see the preservatives and they are inorganic, known carcinogens. Okay, and I agree with most of this, okay? I definitely agree with all of these things here. And that's why one of the reasons I left the United States almost 20 years ago. Now, down here where I live in Costa Rica, in the country, we have a carcinera, a butcher shop, you know, about a kilometer away from here. And I know for a fact that there have been friends, cows, and pigs that have been sold to this guy. They're grass-fed, they're open-range-fed animals. And so these are the good stuff that I go, if I do eat meat, that I go buy from my local butcher shop, and I know that's good stuff. Even the local restaurants where buses stop, the owner there on Sundays, he used to have barbecue ribs, pork barbecue ribs that were just so delicious, and they were his own pigs. They weren't these farm-fed, antibiotic proteins, hormones fed animals. So I feel comfortable if I do eat meat here. I'm probably a vegetarian, maybe an average about 4 days out of the week. So I understand all this stuff. Okay, let's get to the meat of the matter. Okay, now for a change of hats, I got my mercenary pirate hat on. Yes, a man of the pirate of many hats. And now let's get to the meat of the matter. That my beef with vegans. All right, it was mentioned the other day, some friends over here, that, I got a BB gun and I shoot some squirrels around here because they keep getting into my avocados and coconuts and papayas and this and that and this and that, and they drive my dog bonkers, barking his head off at times. But there was a comment made that, wait a minute, what are you shooting that squirrel for? What are you shooting mammals for? You're not supposed to do that. You shouldn't do that. You're killing mammals. And then another follow-up question and comment was, well, you've seen those bumper stickers where they say, I break for animals. But then the follow-up response is, but I'll eat them. Well, yeah, they're animals. These are all animals. These are all mammals that we're not supposed to be eating mammals. A good, hardcore, serious vegan will not eat mammals or animals, as in cows, pigs, chickens, horses, goats, whatever, you know, it's on anybody's particular diet. And so shooting squirrels was horrible to do. Well, all right, this is my beef with vegans here, all right? Now, you're so concerned about mammals, eating mammals, putting these mammals to death, these animals to death. But why aren't any of you concerned about the human mammals that are being killed every year by the millions? Why aren't these vegans speaking out with these mammals being murdered and slaughtered? Okay, all these dead kids from the wars that I keep seeing, that I keep reporting on. Parents pulling dead kids out of bombed out rubble. Why there's hospitals and schools being bombed and people are being killed. These are mammals too, these are animals. But where is your concern about the preservation of these animals, of these mammals, the human being mammal? Okay, why aren't anybody in the vegan world speaking out against assassinations, okay? The massacre and slaughter in Yemen, the mercenaries in Africa killing, once again, over the years, millions of people. What about Madeleine Albright in Iraq saying, well, 500,000 kids, well, that's the cost of business, slaughtering, killing, murdering people all around the world. What about all the people killed in Syria and Libya? Why aren't the vegans speaking out about those mammals being slaughtered and killed for no freaking reason? Only for the Zionists to take over, the corporation to take over, steal the natural resources in these particular areas. What about the child trafficking, the killing of kids? You know, Hillary Clinton's Satanist organization, they're killing kids. What about all the Satan pedophiles? Why isn't the vegan speaking out and protesting and doing something against these? What about the pharma genocide with this whole corona crap, the millions of people that have died that is unspoken, that is unrepresentative in the world because Google will not allow this information to be out there? I see it all the time. People just dropping dead in the middle of nowhere. Okay, these are mammals being killed intentionally by the millions. The pharmacy industrial complex is responsible for killing millions of people every year, and nobody will say anything about it. The vegans won't say anything about it. Okay, what about the genocide in Palestine, in the Ukraine? Why aren't these vegans speaking out, crying out about these killing of mammals, of the human beings? Why isn't the human being preserved like they want to preserve a cow, a pig, a chicken? Why are they speaking out with those particular animals and not the human animal itself? Okay, the vegans need to get together. I tried looking at, you know, there's like less than 1% vegans in the world, which I thought was a hell of a lot more. Maybe that's all that they're educating to. But if they got together and they could make a political, social, and educational change in the structure of our everyday living with human beings. Okay, what about, the child slavery in African mines. What about all these kids being killed? Well, why aren't vegans speaking out and protesting and stopping this kind of murdering? Okay, I'm just going to add a little thing here too. I heard a vegan, not these particular ones, saying, using the term Russian invasion, that term. Wake up, people, you know, wake up. If you're using that term, you are just so out of it. You are just so out of it. So my beef with vegans is, how come they're not concerned with the human being, mammal or animal, and saying something about that? By going on and talking about it, getting all these vegans together. Now, don't get me wrong, I have a lot of vegan friends. This doesn't apply to all of them. most of the old ladies in my age group, they're vegans, man. They're skin and bones and they're boomers, but I love them. You know, they're good people. They make great friends. But these are like-minded people that do speak out against the genocide going on around the world, this horrible slavery going on around the world, and they understand it and respect it. But we're such a lost cause because nobody will listen to us, even though I'm not 100% vegan, but I still follow preservation of human life, especially when kids are involved. That just makes me tear up when I have to see this stuff on the news. So don't get me wrong, this doesn't apply to all you vegans, but all you vegans need to get together and speak out about human killing, genocide, and especially with the kids. All right, Steve Sparrow here, the pirate mercenary, going around trying to wake people up and just maybe picking on a little bit of the vegans. But you know, I love you all who are serious. You are good people, the most of you. But what I'm speaking out against, the ones who don't give a crap, who I have a beef against them, not speaking out against the human being and the killing of the human being and not preserving human beings around the world that the United States and NATO are killing, and the corporations and the banks and the pharmacy companies are killing millions every freaking year. And you won't say and stand up against that, the good bunch of yous. Okay, Pura Vida from Costa Rica. I hope you get my message here. It's a good point, and let me reiterate, it's not against all vegans, my beef with vegans.